News.
It's 89 degrees in Nashville. Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 3:32. The National Urban League Convention starts today in Nashville at the Music City Center. The organization is dedicated to economic empowerment and social justice for African Americans and other marginalized groups. President Clifton Harris says the mission is especially timely when so many feel disenfranchised.
We need organizations like the Urban League as our civil rights legislation is under attack, trying to roll back and also many things and all of the civil rights era that people really fought for and all to get on the books as policies.
The convention will include college reps, financial advisors, health screenings, and free school supplies, among many other services. The sessions are free, and WeGo is offering rides to the convention. Harris says everyone should get involved.
We need a team of volunteers and to mobilize so that we can do the work that needs to be done here in Tennessee, because our legislators, they're not playing with it, and we don't need to play with it either.
Saturday is the final day of the convention and includes Family Day from 10 to 3. One of Netflix's most popular dating shows is casting in Tennessee. The casting company behind Love is Blind made the announcement this week. Tennessee is one of six places mentioned in an Instagram slideshow advertising the listing. On the show, contestants are gender segregated, with men and women sharing a common area and sleeping quarters. They go on dates in pods, rooms where they're alone. The contestants chat through speakers. They can meet in person only if they agree to get engaged and do a trial marriage on camera. They then either get married or separate at the altar. The poster calls for single men and women who are brave, open-minded, and ready for a committed relationship. The Tennessean dived into the application, which spans 63 questions. Those include whether the applicant wants children, why they believe they're single, and why they've chosen the unconventional process of turning to a dating television show. The management company has been sued several times on allegations of misconduct, with accusations like paying less than minimum wage, depriving the cast of food and water, and punitive contracts. As always, you'll find more news at WPLN.org or on the NPR app under local headlines.